is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. A lot of things going on right now. And, of course, we're right in the thick of everything. We've got a whole bunch of things happening. Just a little bit of a mention that we're going to be having a whole bunch of special guests coming up this week. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And, since Saturday, with the president coming out and kind of setting it up again, we're getting a whole different perspective on things. And by the way, I am going to do this right now. I didn't get a chance to do it, but I'm going to do it. Well, I'll do it at the break anyway. I want to get into this whole thing about what's going on in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle, right? Sleepless in Chops. Chaz Chop, we call it. Chaz Chop. Seattle officials vow to clear out violent Chop Zone, but residents ask why it took a murder. You know, you got to keep these local people accountable. You really, truly do. You've got to keep these people accountable. The president can't do the Chop Chaz thing. You know, it just, this is something that should be handled at the local level. Now, I know Tucker got his panties in a bunch last night at the president because the president made a comment about, somebody said about the Chop Zone and the president should do something. And he said, hey, just, you know, let them do their thing. People kind of watch and see what goes on here. You can see for yourselves how these liberals behave. I think that's the case. He needs to do that. You know, every time there's an emergency in downtown, you can't just call the president and say, help us out with this. We do have a federal system, which means the states are in charge of their own destiny. It's the states. It is not the president of the United States. You know, who are you going to call when there's crime down the street? Oh, the president. No, that's not the way it works. It's your local officials. They need to be held accountable. And I firmly believe that these people in Seattle, I think the people in California, I think the people in Chicago or Illinois, they should all these politicians should be held accountable. And that certainly includes present-day politicians. Not the ones who've created the problem and given it to those present-day politicians. You know, what should they do about the problems to fix it? Or are they just going to kick the can down the road with all these problems and do nothing? Or are they going to hang on to their ideology, which has, of course, gotten these people in trouble now? See, what's happening in Seattle are people are pissed. And they're the people, besides the Chop Chaz folks, Chaz Chop or whatever, besides those folks, are rising up. John Q. Seattle. They're taking it back, and they're going after the mayor. They're asking the question, did it take a murder to wake people up, or murderers now? I think there's three of them. Seattle left-wing council members slapped down for claims Chop shooting was work of white right-wing agitators. Of course, it's Donald Trump who did it. Damn, he pulled the trigger. You know, that Donald with his AR-15. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got an M4. Because he's federal, right? He pulled the trigger. Yeah, you believe that? I read that yesterday. I don't think I read it on the show yesterday, but this whole the whole thing about the Seattle left-wing council members slapped down for claims about Chop shooting was a work of right-wing agitator. I think we covered the right-wing agitator business. Now, all of a sudden, people are pushing back. So people are pushing back. Shocking. A left-wing Seattle council member's claims that the fatal weekend shooting in the so-called Chop Zone may have been the work of right-wing agitators were checked by both Mayor Jenny Durkan and protest organizers. Shocking. What? They're working together? Of course they are. No. So Seattle council member Kashama Sawant speculated Saturday. This is what we read yesterday. Now the pushback on this, okay? Says in a statement without citing evidence that the killing of a 19-year-old man was a possible right-wing attack. Though we await confirmation of the details of the killing, there are indications that this may have been a right-wing attack, said Sawant, who represents the Capitol Hill neighborhood where demonstrators have cordoned off several blocks and occupied a police precinct. The area has been dubbed the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP. I like the first name, Chaz. So it's Chaz Chop. I call it Chaz Chop now. We'll go ahead and give him that. Sawant further blamed President Trump and the conservative corporate media outlets. There you go. I wonder if I'm a corporate media outlet that's conservative, considering. For misleading the occupation zone as... Listen, they misrepresented the occupation zone as chaotic and stoking right-wing hate. I would say it's pretty chaotic and probably stoking a lot of right-wing hate. She added Seattle's establishment mayor, Jenny, she's an establishment mayor. This ought to show you how far left this person is. Well, she's a Marxist, clearly. Jenny Durkan and Police Chief Carmen Best also share responsibility for having portrayed our protest movement as violent. That's okay. Listen, they're walking around with AR-15s, all scoped out and everything. You see these really nice AR-15s. Listen, the haters can have them too, right? They can have them. It says, however, a spokesman for Seattle Mayor released a statement saying, it is too early to speculate on what led to the shootings or who committed it. It is premature to determine speculate about the cause. CHOP organizers said in a statement they obtained by King TV that those involved in the shooting may have known each other and the situation escalated because of a gang affiliate. Gangs although police have not confirmed that gangs were involved in the shooting. Of course they haven't. They never do. They don't want you to. Oh, here's a wonderful looking couple of Chaz Choppers. Nice AR right there. Fully decked out. Got the full body armor going on. And another person looks like he's pretty heavily armed too. They're just strolling around. A person who said he goes by the, this is the picture now, the caption from it. A person who said he goes by the name of James Madison, second from the right, carries a rifle as he walks around inside what has been named the Capitol Hill, the CHOP Zone. Madison is part of a volunteer security team who have been working inside the CHOP Zone and said that he and other armed volunteers were patrolling Saturday to keep the area safe. There you go. Says that this Jeff Shiles guy, I'm running up against the clock here, from within the area, said on Facebook, told the station that the situation escalated after people partying in the street set off fireworks. He also said alcohol may have played a role. CHOP organizers tweeted Sunday that a list of potential changes. All right, okay, here we go. So, yeah, the CHOP zone. Left-wing councilman slapped down. That's okay. The effect was there, though, right? The word got it. It was a right-wing thing. Day later. Oh, it wasn't. But what happened? They already got the spike in the media for that. So all you right-wingers out there, and Donald Trump, watch out. He pulled the trigger, you know. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Over the weekend, recently, city officials announced of Teddy Roosevelt from outside New York's Museum of Natural History. The bronze statue has stood there in the Theodore Roosevelt Rotunda facing Central Park since before the Second World War. Soon it will be gone. People who erected that statue not consider Teddy Roosevelt a controversial figure. In fact, popular president in American history. He was also the most American president. No other country could have produced Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt's virtues mirrored the values of America. He was physically brave. He was profoundly literate, highly self-disciplined, and amazingly energetic. While still a college student, Roosevelt wrote a two-volume history of the War of 1812 that is still in print today. You can president in our history. He saved our economy from corporate monopolies. And by doing that, he made the American middle class possible. He created the National Park, Panama Canal, the Food and Drug Administration. And then he kept going. The list of Teddy Roosevelt's achievements fills entire shelves of biographies. Those are in addition to the more than books he wrote himself on topics ranging from Oliver Cromwell to cattle ranching to social justice. Personally, Roosevelt was a famously decent man. In 1901, he invited friend Booker T. Washington to dinner. No African-American had ever eaten in the White House. Democrats roared with rage at the idea. For the crime of having a meal with a black man, they attacked Teddy Roosevelt and his wife for the rest of their lives. But Roosevelt never bowed. He gave the finger to the mob, and he continued cheerfully on. Teddy Roosevelt was a hero to millions of Americans. He still is. That's precisely why they're tearing down his statue. They know that if they can force you to watch as they topple your heroes, they have won. There's nothing they can't do next. They can decide how you raise your children, how you vote, what you're allowed to believe. Once they've humiliated you, they can control you. And that's why, across the country, mobs are tearing down America's monuments. In the cities of Richmond and St. Paul, Minnesota, they've torn down statues of Christopher Columbus. They did the same thing in Boston. Boston's mayor now says it's time to remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln, the man who freed the slaves. It's racist. In Dallas, they pulled this Ranger statue out of the airport after more than 50 years. In Dearborn, Michigan, they toppled the statue of the former mayor. They did the same thing in Philadelphia. In Nashville, they pulled down a statue of a U.S. senator. Same in Albany. In Oregon, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were torn down. In San Francisco, the mob demolished statues of Ulysses S. Grant, Junipero Serra, and Francis Scott Key. On the pedestal of the Key Monument, they spray-painted, "Kill the Colonizers" and "Kill Whitey," just in case you missed the point. All of these Americans, now canceled, have in common, not one of them fought for the Confederacy. Pulling down their statues had nothing to do with the Civil War, at least not the first Civil War, the one that took place 150 years ago. Democrats understand that very well, and they support all of it. In every place where the mob has destroyed public monuments, Democratic leaders have backed them as they did it. But at the same time, and you should know this, so have many Republicans. Last week, a mob in downtown Washington decided to tear down a statue of a man called Albert Pike. Pike was famous as a journalist and a poet and later as a prominent Freemason. For less than a year, from late November of 1861 to mid-July of 1862, Pike served in the Confederate Army. Pike was later arrested for treason against the Confederacy, and he faced execution for that. But in the end, it didn't save him from the mob. They set fire to Pike's effigy as it lay on the ground. At least one prominent conservative tweeted his approval of this. Republicans in Congress said nothing at all, and they could have. Pike's now destroyed statue is owned by the National Park Service. It's federal property. Tearing it down is a federal crime. But no one in Washington even considered enforcing that law. Kevin McCarthy of California, the top Republican in the House, was not in a position to say much of anything. McCarthy has endorsed the removal of statues that the left has designated as racist. Last week, as violent mobs roamed the country destroying public property, Kevin McCarthy refused to acknowledge it on his official Twitter account. On Wednesday, McCarthy did manage to send a very emphatic tweet calling for sanctions against Syria, quote, to hold the Assad regime responsible for its atrocities. Elected Republicans, almost all of them, are in no hurry to stop the disorder. They appear to believe what we're watching is a version of the Rodney King riots from 1992. People saw an upsetting video on the internet. They're angry, and that's understandable. But they'll calm down soon, and we can get back to cutting capital gains taxes and sanctioning Bashar al-Assad. That's their view of it. They are wrong. This is not a momentary civil disturbance. This is a serious and highly organized political movement. It is not superficial. It is deep and profound. It has vast ambitions. It is insidious. It will grow. Its goal is to end liberal democracy and challenge Western civilization itself. This is an ideological movement. The ideas that fuel it have incubated for decades on college campuses. We paid for all of it, by the way. The rest of us were so thrilled that our kids got into Duke that we decided to ignore what Duke was actually teaching them and just continued to send big checks. That was a mistake. It was one of the gravest mistakes we've ever made. We didn't appreciate the stakes involved at the time, and as a result of that, we became easy marks for their lies. Even now, so many of us continue to pretend that this is about police brutality, but the death of a man called George Floyd in Minneapolis. We still imagine we can fix it by regulating chokeholds or spending more on de-escalation training. We are too literal, we're too good-hearted to understand what's really happening. Our decency is the mob's main weapon against us. We have no idea who we're up against. For most people, the primary joy in life is the act of creation, making something good and useful, whether it's dinner for your family or a deck at your house or a solid day at work. The most profound act of creation, of course, is having children, new life itself. Healthy societies celebrate all of this. They understand that the impulse to create is how civilizations are built. But they also recognize that there are forces arrayed against creation, and they vigilantly defend themselves against those. In every society, there are those who seek to destroy. They destroy for the same reason that troubled boys torture dogs or shoot house cats. Inflicting pain makes them feel powerful. We used to call people like that antisocial forces. They still exist. We just pretend they don't. Or worse, we excuse their behavior. We coddle them. We fund them. Wall Street sends the money in the hope that they will be destroyed last. The rest of us just look on confused. We don't really know what's happening. But the destroyers know. They know exactly what's going on. Never in American history have they been more emboldened than they are now. Just this afternoon around lunchtime, an activist called Sean King issued the following demand on Twitter. Quote, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends.
Wow. Here, let me read this. It says, all murals, this is the Sean King that he's referring to. It says, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down.
Propaganda. They should all come down. And, quote, before you dismiss that idea as absurd, the rantings of some crank on social media, keep in mind that Sean King is the most famous Black Lives Matter leader in this country. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than either major political party. So don't be surprised when they come for your church. Why wouldn't they? No one is stopping them. The forces of destruction have grand ambitions. It's not just about the Teddy Roosevelt statue. They plan to rule this country. What will you do? Well, you may imagine that self-defense is your bulwark against chaos. In this country, you assume, you can always defend yourself and your family. That's a pillar of our civilization, of all Western civilizations. This woman assumed that too. On Wednesday, she was driving through Louisville, Kentucky. According to Louisville police, the woman found herself surrounded by protesters who were blocking the road. They stood in front of her car with a megaphone. She argued with them to let her pass. One of them produced a gun. The woman tried to flee. We're showing the dramatic tape on your screen right now. Look at it. When the woman stopped at a red light a block later, another protester pointed a gun at her again. She hit the gas and made it home alive. On Sunday, National Public Radio published an article about the incident. The headline of that piece, quote, vehicle attacks rise as extremists target protesters. In other words, for trying to escape from being murdered, NPR called this woman an extremist who was, quote, targeting protesters. Think about that, and you'll begin to understand why so few citizens have tried to stop the mobs as they pillage our country. Antifa doesn't own the statues in your city's parks. It doesn't own your city. You do. You help pay for it. But what would happen if you tried to defend public property, or even if you tried to defend your own property? You know the answer. You'd be swarmed by federal agents. You'd be Roger Stoned with the help and complicity of CNN and NPR and so many others. You'd be the criminal. There's no question. You've seen this happen before. To a remarkable degree, federal law enforcement is now driven by political imperatives. Certain kinds of so-called hate crimes top the list of priorities. They'll draw the FBI faster than you could summon the local police to your house during a home invasion, even when, as is so often the case, they turn out to be hoaxes. Meanwhile, actual hate crimes, brutal crimes in which Americans are gravely injured, are ignored completely. They take place on our streets with shocking regularity. The media don't cover them. They often go unpunished entirely. That's not speculation. There's quite a bit of video of it online, some of it very recent. We're not going to show you the clips. If you're interested, go to the Twitter feed for the Matt Walsh blog before Twitter pulls it down. You'll get the point. But you already know. Laws are not applied equally in America. Some victims are considered more deserving than others, despite the fact we're all citizens. Justice is not blind. Never in our lives has this been more true than it is right now, and is very likely to get worse. That's the aim of this movement, of these riots, to overthrow the value, the principle of equality under the law. After November, that trend could accelerate dramatically. And by the way, we should stop pretending that this is an election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. There is no Joe Biden. The Joe Biden you remember no longer exists. The babbling husk you see may have the same name and similar features, but behind the mask, there is nothing but a jumbled collection of talking points from the early 70s. Turn on your record player. No malarkey. The candidate has no independent thoughts of his own. He has no core beliefs. He is empty. He is a perfect Trojan horse. For the people who've taken over the Democratic Party, he is perfect. Their plan is to ride him to power. Once there, someone tough and calculating and purposeful, Kamala Harris probably, will change the country. How? Well, they've showed us how. For 3 years, they told us that secret Russian agents had taken over the U.S. government. There was never a single piece of evidence to show that that was true in any way. It was a hoax, and yet it worked. They dominated the country with that lie, and that was their dry run. Can we convince millions of people to believe something that's completely absurd? Yes, we can. That's what they learned. That's the lesson. They'll do it again. This time, the Russians will be Confederate sympathizers or Nazis or white supremacists or whatever other name they choose to give to their political opponents. It almost doesn't matter. But once they pick one, they will gin up mass hysteria because that's what they're good at. The media will collaborate fully because that's their job. And we'll have another witch hunt, once again with the full support of federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And who knows, maybe the military, too, because the threat is just that profound. A few foolish souls will attempt to point out the obvious, what's true. Of course there are racists here, as there are everywhere. But overall, this is the least racist country in the history of the world. Millions of Africans want to move here. Many already have. Our last president was black. What are you talking about? Those people will be silenced. Anyone who defies the narrative will be silenced. By that point, the category of hate speech will have expanded to include anything they don't want to hear, and it will be criminalized, a federal offense. You watch. If they can tear down a Lincoln statue because it's racist, they can ban the First Amendment. You don't want to live in a place like that. Who can save us from that? Well, as of right now, only Republicans can save us from that. Not because they're inherently virtuous, not because they want to, they don't, but because they're the opposition party, to the extent they still have opposition to anything. We have no choice but to ask for their help. The Republican Party is the only power center left in this country available to people who dissent. It doesn't matter who you voted for last time. This is not an endorsement of anyone's policies. It's an acknowledgement of who holds power and who doesn't. And the Republican Party is the only power center available. On Friday, Vince Colonnese, the Daily Caller, interviewed Donald Trump in the White House. Colonnese asked the president why he hasn't sent federal troops to stop the chaos in cities like Seattle. Here's how the president answered, quote, "Right now, I think it's great sitting back and watching this catastrophe," end quote. We understand the point he was making. These are liberal cities, and they're destroying themselves. Their policies don't work, this is what you get when you vote for liberals. But it's still the wrong answer. A president is responsible for all Americans, no matter where they live, for the country itself. Imagine if you had a bitter argument with one of your children. The kid runs out of the house, then goes completely off the deep end and becomes a heroin addict living on the street. But you don't look for him. You don't try and save him. Instead, you brag that his drug addiction is proof you were right all along. Right now, I think it's great sitting back and watching this catastrophe. You wouldn't say that. No good parent would say that. No president should say it either. We need help, and we need it right now. These are not protests. This is a totalitarian political movement, and someone needs to save the country from it.
Yep, someone needs to save the country from it. These are totalitarian political movements. Agenda 21 Radio, stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. We can tell you about it. We can talk about it. We can point it out to you, and you can sit and listen to it, and yeah, until they come for you. You know, I guess it begs the question, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? One of the tools that they use, believe it or not, is the next little clip I'm going to play for you. And remember, our show emanates from California. And we've been telling you and the rest of the nation, don't let your states become Californicated. But it, inevitably, Californication happens. And one of the things that has happened, of course, is the voter systems of California have now migrated. They've permeated. They've been Californicating many states. Till you have the cries of a Nancy Pelosi that everybody should have ballots, right? This particular one came up, I believe this was yesterday. Eric Schahn, mail-in ballot warning. From Fox News. Listen to this. One of the tools of the totalitarians. And I ask you, when you listen to this, what are you going to do? Yep, that's right, Paul. They're doing that. Yep, that's right. Well, what are you going to do about it? Is the question.
President taking aim again at mail-in voting, claiming millions of ballots will be printed by foreign nations and sent to voters to try and disrupt the 2020 presidential election. But critics say that is not possible. Our senior correspondent Eric Schahn is live at the Suffolk County Board of Elections in New York, where it's presidential primary election day. In fact, Eric, good morning.
That it is. Good morning, Ed. Well, the president is warning that a foreign government could try to steal the election by printing false absentee and mail-in ballots. But, you know, local officials here in the election board and others across the country say there are safeguards to try and prevent that. This is what the president tweeted yesterday, saying, quote, rigged 2020 election, millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our times. This month, the administration has been warning about potential problems with mail-in ballots.
Right now, a foreign country could print up tens of thousands of counterfeit ballots and be very hard for us to detect which was the right and which was the wrong ballot. So I think it can upset and undercut the confidence in the integrity of our elections.
But election officials and experts cannot point to one case of a foreign government actually doing this. They say mail-in and absentee ballots have numerous protections, such as they're printed on special paper, have barcodes that track them, and a voter's signature has to match what's in the elections office on file. The Biden campaign accused the president of, quote, pushing baseless conspiracy theories meant to discredit vote by mail. It is a well-worn page from his playbook of deception and distraction. We will not stand by while Donald Trump recklessly undermines faith in our democratic process. Michael Waldman, the president of the Brennan Center for Justice, says the claim is false and just simply ridiculous.
This sounds like something out of Get Smart rather than an actual spy story. The idea that some foreign government could print millions of ballots and sneak them into the country with maybe invisible ink to cast people's votes for them is absurd.
Well, here at the Suffolk County Board of Elections, Republican Commissioner Nick LaLota tells me that it is theoretically possible to forge a mail-in ballot. Officials, though, clearly on this primary day on guard to protect the system, to make sure there aren't any problems on this election. Nick, Ed, back to you.
All right. We'll stay on top of it. Eric Shaw, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Thanks. How far-fetched is that? That's a reality, folks. China, which regularly counterfeits everything American, including money. Let's talk to the Floyd individual. Why was Floyd being arrested in Minneapolis? Because he was in possession of a counterfeit $20 bill. And where did he get it? And where was he trying to exchange it? At some market store, bar, whatever. Right. He was trying to launder it. Yeah, launder it because it was Chinese. Which is, by the way, that whole area and that particular establishment, which was burned to the ground, I might add, was a well-known place for laundering counterfeit bills. You say, you know, a $20 bill counterfeited? I want you to think about that. It's common knowledge in that area that counterfeit money circulates like crazy, and usually in small denominations. And, of course, billions of dollars have been counterfeited over the years by China. Billions. You know, it destabilizes the nation's currency when you do that. We know that China does it. Is it far-fetched to think that China would print mail-in ballots that were counterfeit? Of course they would. We don't have a tracking system available to solve that problem. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. It says, here we go. It says, it begins. This is from Gateway Pundit. It begins, white allies paint whip marks on their backs and carry cracker for sale signs to win favor from Black Lives Matter. Wow. The other part of it. Lock them up, Veteran Memorial Preservation Act cited by Trump. Makes destruction of national memorials and statues punishable up to 10 years in prison. We are looking at long-term jail sentences, President Trump said. He will seek long-term sentences for rioters who attempt to demolish Andrew Jackson statue. That's, of course, the big thing going on, trying to tear that thing down. L.A. police chief or officer says he found a tampon halfway through his drinking his Starbucks. Frappuccino. It begins, white allies. Here we go. White allies dressed as slaves, complete with whip marks on their backs, at a protest Monday in Charleston, South Carolina. The allies carry crackers for sales. There you go. Just exactly as it should be, right? Pretty sick stuff going on here. Now, it's sick, but what are we going to do about it? And then they're holding a sign. What if this was your white history? Yeah, it's history. Yeah. What can we do about it, right? It's history. Change history? You know, actually, we did change history to prevent that sort of thing. They just don't understand this. Says this is by Thomas Novelli at Twitter. It says, this group, which self-identified as Stand As One, is now getting yelled at by BLM. The two are arguing about their message. The group who brought the slave demonstration were told to leave and exited Marion Square. Jeez. Unbelievable. It's absurd, but this is what's going around. This is it. How much of this are you going to tolerate, I guess, is the question, the big question, right? How much of this are you going to tolerate? Unbelievable. That's the day, this is the day that we live in. So it looks like Trump has taken the hard tact on what's going on with these Lock 'em Up, the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act, which is really good. Is twice as many Americans support inclusive All Lives Matter over Black Lives Matter slogan. Shocking. Let's go to that one. That's some good news. We can grab onto that. We can all sit around and enjoy a good, of course, the operative word there, sitting around, right? What are you doing? What are you doing about all this? Are you getting up and doing something? Too many Americans support, twice as many Americans support inclusive all lives. Despite the massive support from the far-left mainstream media, more Americans support the more inclusive slogan, All Lives Matter, over the Black Lives Matter slogan. After weeks of violence, looting, destruction, and mass chaos, more Americans are likely to support country over the Marxist BLM movement. Okay, that's a good statement, over a country. Among blacks, 47% plurality picked All Lives Matter over the 44% who picked Black. Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. This was a June 15th to 16th poll. Black Lives Matter was more favored by wealthier people. It was backed by just 34% of those people earning less than $30,000, but by 53% of those earning more than $200,000. The slogan was picked by just 22% of high school graduates, but by 41% of people with professional degrees. In contrast, All Lives Matter was picked by 54% under 40 and 60% of whites and 61% of people who are neither black or white, by 67% of people who earn between $30,000 and $50,000, and by 70% of high school graduates and 59% also college graduates. So across the board support for that in multiple categories. But there's one poll I wanted to check out and see what's going on with the ubiquitous Rasmussen poll, and I didn't get a chance to do this, so I need to do this. Sorry about this. We had to change our parameters on some of the ways we hunt for things, and the Rasmussen poll thing jumped off of our screen, so we can't just go quickly to it. You know, we got to plug it in now and see what comes up. Now, this is the presidential tracking poll. I have no idea what it is. It comes out at 9:30 Eastern time every day. And, of course, that's a half an hour into our program. And I try and pull it up or look at it. During when the campaign comes up and the election starts really rocking and rolling, we'll have it up there every day. You'll see it actually on the website and all that other good stuff. But my apologies because we haven't been able to put it up there for just flaky reasons. You know, No excuses. But I find this one to be the most accurate of the polls, if you will, in this daily presidential tracking poll. We've been looking at between, I think, 44% and 47% it says 45% of likely U.S. voters. So he's still in the same range as where he was yesterday. Almost identical range. Well, actually, it's 44%, I think, yesterday. So, yeah, 44 yesterday. So he's up one. And, you know, this, by the way, don't get your panties in a bunch over all this stuff, because when you take a look at Obama's approval rating vis-a-vis juxtaposition at the same time, they're about the same. Isn't that weird? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
2-1-1-0.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. 821R.com. I'm looking at small cap exclusive. Somebody just sent me this. Tesla's largest investor bets big on air taxis. Similar to Texas, Astro Aerospace is no stranger to absolutely mind-boggling gains amidst favorable news. And of course, I'm not gonna push the stock or anything, but I was interested in the concept of air taxis. Shocking, shocking. Calling up a imagine Uber. I can see that every house now is going to have a little heliport, a deck on top to accommodate a landing by one of these little creatures. The little two-seater out there, yeah, that's a pretty slick little deal. I can see this as a, it says could be next game changer, this whole thing. I would definitely agree. Tesla's largest investor bets big on air taxis. Wow. And it's a slick little deal. Anyway, I'm not going to push it. It's a penny stock, I think it is. Yeah, the penny stock business. And these just flash across, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing here. But does it fly? And does it stay flying? That's the key thing. I don't know. But if you get Tesla into this air taxi business, can you imagine Teslas flying around? I can. Little electric motors, of course, the weight. I don't know about the weight on something like that. But clearly they're going to have to be some sort of gas assist, I would think. Get away from this kind of stuff, Paul. Get back to the real hardcore stuff, right? So Nancy Pelosi, we're going to talk about this in the next hour. She's got some problems. She's got some issues with the Civil War things. We're going to talk about this. Why the Democrats are continually covering up slavery. I mean, it's a 24/7 job for them to cover up their history with slavery. It absolutely is. It's a 24/7 job. And, of course, we want to find out what's really going on there. What's really going on? Yeah, slavery. Slavery, slavery, slavery. You know, it's kind of interesting. Modern-day slavery is not even being addressed by anybody, is it? We should probably call Kevin McCarthy to see whether or not he wants to address it, since he doesn't seem to want to address it now, if you know what I mean. Sort of seems to think that this rioting and tearing down everything in sight by Antifa and Black Lives Matter is okay, Mr. McCarthy. It's not the Republican or conservative way, but anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.